Do you remember what that's from?
Yeah, it's from the one where we were talking about the Steve Jobs book, Isaacson. Yeah,
it's a textbook case of an ad hominem attack. Textbook. I love him so much. Ooh, listen to my chair.
Is that a bed?
I need to get a new chair. Hmm? Yeah. Come on over and find out.
Yeah.
But I got a squeaky chair, but you got the right oils. Okay. Not my bird. So, you go to showbot.5by5.tv. Again, people are not coming here. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm sorry. There are people here, but we don't get our many visitors anymore. I think we've fallen out of favor.
With the live?
Yes, people don't add titles anymore. I think they've given up on us. Everything's
maybe.
About public radio now. Number one right now, three-way tie for first, Suit in a Suitcase. I know, it's serious. Iron Man suit in a suitcase, I know.
No, I've found in talking with people on Twitter about the live shows and the live streaming, they simply say that podcasts have spoiled them and that they prefer to listen in a time-shifted fashion on their own terms, not on a live schedule, but when they're ready to listen. And the people who used to listen on a very live basis, even when we used to have large quantities of them, they said that, they like it. They like to listen live, but they've, as the podcast clients have gotten better over the years, as they have been more distracted by other things and lots of other shows to listen to, that they still listen, but they don't care to listen live.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it because A, the drop off was so precipitous and so fast and so weird. And second, I am a nerd. So the shows that I really like that stream live,
mm-hmm.
Accidental Tech Podcast, The Incomparable, two that come to mind, sometimes Upgrade. I listen twice. I listen while they're recording live
and then again later.
And then I listen when it comes out. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, yeah.
I just hope we're loved.
I think we are, and then the numbers are still there, and so I don't...
Well, as long as they're there.
They're there.
Suit in a Suitcase.
Do you think it's the lack of the push notifications? Do you think that had something to do with it?
That's what JXPX1138 says. And then I told him offline, I told him that's costly. That's why we're not doing that.
Well, it's costly to get that going. It is costly on the one hand, but it's costly also to get going again, because the service that we had used that we integrated into the app, it went kind of belly up, I guess, and doesn't do that anymore. So to get it out of there and into a new app, it requires a lot of code writing, apparently.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You have nothing to explain to me. I'm just noting. Three-way tie for first. Suit in a Suitcase. Daddy has a Shure, as in a Shure mic, and Not My Bird.
And then Not My Bird is good.
Not My Bird is the one for me. And I got a picture of Mickey Rourke to put into notes. You should watch that again. It's good.
Watch it tonight.
Skype's gotten better with sending things. Remember, time was if you I'm sending in the robot. Time was if you sent an image in Skype, it would be like a total mess, and you had to like accept the file and everything. It seems like it's gotten better at that. Over.
Yeah. No. Hold on. I'm going over there. I had to run to the King. Get the keyboard.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
No. I'm going. I'm almost there.
And then, also our connection's been better.
Well, after...
I woke up early. I woke up at 5:30. Today's trash day.
That's a good picture. No, since I guess it was last week's episode, I unplugged the router, I touched it, blew on it, all that stuff.
Mm.
And it ever since doing that, the Skype issues that we were having with I can tolerate a robot voice, but the interruption thing where there's a pause and then a long lag and then the sped up response that just completely jars any flow of conversation and makes you afraid to even speak, that's gone. So I'm
across
just
this line. You do not.
Yeah. In the city, within city limits, I have taken to restarting the router now multiple times throughout the week to keep the problem at bay.
I'm disgusted with how often that works. This is a topic that comes up a lot with John Roderick. It's just ponderous. Like last night, I bought a legal copy of, I finally subscribed to the season of Doctor Who because it's a really good season. And I started tucking into, to what was it, S9, E4, and just blip, 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 blip. It was just like dribbing and drabbing. So I pulled out my iPhone, went into the airport. Here's my go-to. This is how advanced the technologist I am. I go into airport, I enter my password. I go to the name of the router. I delete the last letter and then replace it in order to effect a change.
Uh-huh.
And then hit update and force the router to restart. Yep, worked fine. Didn't even have to cycle the modem. It was just the router, just whatever. Nah, sorry. And then it was fine. The Apple TV cannot come soon enough for my liking, my friend.
No, I know. I'm really excited about it. I'm less excited about the new keyboard and mouse and trackpad that they announced today.
Ugh.
But the Apple TV is very, very high on my list of things I can't wait to get.
Yeah, I saw Jason Snell wrote a bunch about those things, and they all fit very comfortably under the aegis of not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I still use this DOS keyboard. I think, did Dan Sturm give this to me? I think it was a present. I still use the DOS keyboard when I'm not on the air. When I'm on the air, I use the Logitech K760, which was a gift also, mm-hmm. in this case from JXPX 1138. And then I'm using the Logitech Master MX mouse, MX Master mouse. If they add more Force Touch, 3D Touch stuff to OS X, I would consider getting that new thing, but I don't think I need it just for that. No, I really like this mouse a lot.
You know, the 3D touch for me, like going from the iPhone to the iPad and not having it there, I notice it and I miss it and I want it. And I notice that I have to sort of like, oh, right, it's not here on this device. I can't do that.
I keep rearranging my icons. I'm like, why is this doing that?
I know.
Like, I can't believe it took like a week of that before I'm sitting there and pressing on the Twitter icon and expecting it to do something.
I know.
And everything starts jittering like it's nervous. No, sorry, boss, I cannot do that.
Like, the idea that they didn't add that to their new trackpad, I guess I understand why they didn't, but I feel like it needs to be there. Like, that's what we wanted in a device. The new trackpad does look nice. I mean, it's a bigger surface. It's it's white instead of, you know, silver. Like, all of that looks good.
It'll all come. It's just time and, you know, and the parts and, you know, scale and stuff.
The one thing that we didn't have time to talk about that I still do want to talk to you about maybe next week, and or we can just hold off on it until people are, I don't want to, you know, overdo the topic of my iPad's great, but I do want to talk to you more about a portable keyboard option for iPad, because I love regular cases on the iPad. I like the smart case. I like the smart cover. And I don't want a keyboard flipping around attached to the cover of my iPad. So I've been investigating portable keyboard options and I have not come up with anything really great. There's some good, but not great.
I like this Logitech a lot.
Do you have like, it's the K810 or K811? Is that the one?
K760. So one of the nice features is that up on the row, the F keys row, F1, F2, and F3, you know this, but I mean, you can select your Bluetooth device up to one of three Bluetooth devices. So
yes, that's on the K10 or K11 also, but I feel like this is a big device to bring around with you somewhere.
Yeah, it's pretty thick, but
17 ounces.
Ooh, that's a lot of ounces.
17
yeah, I don't
ounce.
Know. I mean, like, it's the trade-off, though. I mean, if you want ultra portability, it's going to be like a toy. And when it gets enough like a toy, you might as well just use the screen. You know, you need something that's going to be robust enough to earn its keep.
Right.
I do not know. Okay, I will go write up some show notes for this.
Cool.
And thanks for doing it.
Oh, of course. We'll see you. See you soon.
Not my boat. Go watch. You will enjoy. Bye.
Bye.